would like to invite you to a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, December 2nd, inside overtime. The Jefferson Pipe Band of Shasta County will be performing. After 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts, they are on their way to the World's Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow, Scotland in 2017. They are ready for the ultimate challenge. With the help of our community, friends, and family, this benefit will put them one step closer to achieving their once-in-a-lifetime vision of competing in Scotland. Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration by Tobacco and Brew. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased online or at Wind River Resort and Casino. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pipe Band. The Jefferson Pipe Band, a Reading pipe band serving the community since 1985. Must be 21 to attend. As always, we offer free valet. For information, visit jeffersonpipeband.org or windriver.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. And it's Thursday, so it's Carl Bonnet and Trish Clark.
Good morning. Good morning. Just love Thursdays. Stop to take the most beautiful picture of a sunrise. There's got to be something good about getting up that early.
There is. And Bob, Bad Bob, did the same thing.
Yeah, ran out and took a picture from the corner and overheard the crazy guy. And, you know.
Hey, well, I get in.
Exceptionally beautiful sky this morning.
Well, I wouldn't know. I get in when it's still dark. So, but it looked good. And I tell you what, the sunset yesterday, or it was the day before, someplace where I was driving around, it was just absolutely beautiful, too. Mm.
With these beautiful cloudy skies that we've got going now, it's just,
Cloudy skies, and we're going to get hammered this weekend. Hey, it's 12 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I assume we are. Has anybody checked?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. You know, I haven't heard anything. Well, I don't see any. I see people's names in the chat room already. I just haven't seen them saying anything. So, good morning. Good morning, Trish.
41 degrees in downtown Reading. High today of 60, a low of 40. On Friday, high of 59, a low of 44. By Saturday, we're looking for a high of 51, partly cloudy. And by Friday night, early Saturday morning, we're looking for heavy rains. Low around 44 on Friday night. Saturday, we're looking for just a high of 51. Heavy rains through the weekend and some winds that can be really blustery over the weekend, I think. So get your rain gear out and get ready because we need that rain. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, now we've got a number of things that are happening today, and one of them is this, when Millennials Rule, the Reshaping of America by David and Jack Kahn. And this was an advanced copy, but I've been reading it. And I tell you what, if you haven't, these guys went from one side of the nation to the other. And we're going to talk about it, but just kind of give you an idea of Social Security is going bankrupt. Radical Islamic terrorists threatening our safety. Our planet is on the brink of disaster. And it goes on from there.
Okay.
And how the millennials are going to change this now. In this last election, some of the millennials just having a real problem with this election. But I can't wait to talk to Jack about this because he says, you know, don't put all the millennials into one bucket.
Exactly.
In that, you know, and things that you think about millennials, the May, you know, is it the May? What is it they call? How is it? The May generation? You know, M-E-H?
Meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
The meh generation isn't necessarily true, but he's going to be on at 8 o'clock. Joe McKenna is going to be on at 8:30 talking about his new show starting this weekend. when you know, on technology and marketing and how to use technology in your business.
That, you know, I'm getting so excited about that whole technology thing. The Makers Fair that they had last weekend at the Civic Auditorium, and all of the young kids interacting with the technology and all that, the new startup companies that are around here, and the new member of the city council talking about the underground, how do you say, getting downtown all wired.
Adam McElvain talking about bringing in the fiber optic.
Fiber optic, exactly.
And then, you know what? And I talked to somebody from McConnell Foundation. I understand what they want to do right back here at this police station that's next to us.
Mm-hmm,
It's more than that, but it's essentially a cultural center. And it's one of those designated by the government of the United States. It's a federal. No money comes to it. But what I'm saying
right
is,
right away, my back goes up.
But it's like out at Reversius when they got it, when it became a viticultural.
Yes, you know, exactly,
that kind of thing. There's no money associated with it, but what
it's a designation
is,
that
you can bring people in. But you know, you can have, you know, farmers markets there. You can do all types of things there. So, and that's not a secret. I saw that in the paper too. But it's a but it's those kind of things that I see and you see
that get me, especially, and you know, the millennials are involved in that. A lot of them, the young people. So you're right. There's two different sides to that whole millennium thing. It's a bright future, especially since the election. It's a whole lot brighter than it was.
Well, I tell you what, little lady. You know, it's kind of a thing here that people need to watch that one part in that John Wayne movie when he says Republic. I love the sound of the word Republic. And that's what this country is.
Exactly.
A republic.
It is not a democratic republic.
It is not.
It is a republic.
That's right, where we vote for the Electoral College. Now, last night, or yesterday, they had two Republicans that were electors, one from Washington State and one from, I don't know, someplace else, Colorado. One of them was a Marine, and the other one was a bearded, smart guy who knew his Constitution. There's nothing in there that says they have to vote for Trump. And, in fact, they said, hey, it says here, this is why the Electoral College was put into place, was that it's to keep a crazed populace from sweeping in to power a demagogue. And it's they have been selected to pick who should be the next president. That's what the whole thing's about. And he's right.
He is right. Having said that.
Well, I know it, but then he
said, did they indicate they were going to change their vote?
Well, yeah. He says he doesn't. He says he's going to sit there with other people and discuss it. But he does not see Trump as somebody that has the honor, integrity, and blah, 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 blah.
And she does?
He didn't say that. No, they're not voting for her. No. They're not going to vote for her. And, in fact, I saw Hillary electors during the election saying that. They're saying, I cannot vote for her. Yes, I'm an elector. I'll pay the $1,000 fine, but I'm not going to vote for her if she wins. So I'm just saying that there's these two guys. There are two of them, you know, and saying is that they just don't think they can.
So, but Carl, think that through.
I am.
You've got what, 500 and how many of them? 500. And
well, you need 270 and whatever 270.
How many ever?
Anyway,
that's
plus. So that's 270. It must be half plus one.
Yeah.
So there has to be then
507.
Yeah, 540. It has to be 500.
Yeah, the numbers just
escaping
me. Yeah. At any rate, so you've got 500. They could literally throw this into a non-election.
Right.
By not being able to pick someone.
But then you know what happens?
Does it go to the House of Representatives?
Goes to the House of Representatives.
That's scary.
Slam dunk.
Well, are you sure?
Slam dunk.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Already you've
Slam
got
dunk.
Republicans in there trying to bring back the
Iranian deal?
No, pardon me?
No.
Hey, Jeb, guess what?
The House leadership, every one of them voted for Ryan, okay? Every one of them voted for Ryan. So that means they are together.
Who didn't support Trump until it got down to the fact that he didn't have a choice.
That's
just scary stuff, Carl.
No, but if it goes to the House of Representatives, then the House of Representatives vote tells, you know, says, okay, this is the president. These are the House of Representatives, not the Senate. It's the House of Representatives. At which point they'll elect Trump. And I kind of think it's kind of cool if it did that, only because that it shows that our system works. Now, the system will still work. It's not going to happen. He will be elected president.
I think you're right.
But they found two people that said, well, you know
and
what?
I think
when
that's
we get together and we talk. But see, this is a good example.
And that's exactly what you're saying, though. But the press found two people. No. I wonder how many they had to go through who would. I don't know. Yeah.
But they still found. But the point is that's the way our system works. And all these people want to do away with the Electoral College. They've missed the point of how the system works. It keeps a mass of crazed, demagogue voters that come in, like in the French Revolution when they were killing everybody.
Yeah.
And it sets them aside because the guy said it. He said, we are selected to make the choice. They elect us to make the choice.
Well, and that's true. Now, if in fact you did not have an electoral college, then the campaigns would have been run differently.
Totally
it would
different.
Have been absolutely
totally
easy
different.
For the Trump campaign to go into the state of California and pick up 300,000 or 400,000 votes with no problem whatsoever. They didn't campaign in California.
No, they didn't campaign
in that area in Florida that was the volatile thing, and they didn't campaign in New York. Well, why in the world would they?
You don't waste your time.
You don't waste your time in areas that you know are going
right.
to go absolutely
well,
to the other
then,
party.
And see, this is the thing too.
Even
this,
the other party didn't waste
the
time there.
This is why the states with the smallest population have two senators, just like California or New York, because it's representation. The problem we have up here in Northern California is we do not have representation.
We have one person,
and we can't even get Republicans on state ballots. That's how bad it is. Anyway, but the one good thing is on election night, I bet you slept well.
I did. I did sleep very, very well. As soon as that final count was in, as soon as I hit that sleep number bed, it's all over, number 55.
Sleep, not only is the sleep number bed best in the United States, according to Consumer Reports, with this new Sleep IQ technology, it tracks how you sleep. So you know you can and how to, and it will help you adjust for your best night's sleep because, you know, of course, the sleep number bed, you make adjustments. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. I'm not sure what your sleep number setting is because
55.
We don't.
55.
Okay.
I tell you that.
I know. You tell me that. That's how I know. And my why is Bob not smiling here? I think it's funny. Right now, during their semi-annual sale, a Queen Sleep Number Classic Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology is under $1,600. That's right, under $1,600. $1,599, and that's a $500 savings. That's it. You're not going to get better than Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in and see Brian Janice or any of the professionals. You're going to love it. What a great Christmas present that gives for the next 10, 15 years. You've had yours for a long time.
I'm going to say probably
14 years. Still sleeps great.
Absolutely.
Huh? Every night. Okay, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after this is over. I want to mention some themes like other things I saw. And I'm sure you've got some things too. But I want to talk about the Rays and the people of Anderson. Because, you know, you talk to a lot of people. Trish, and I didn't know maybe this is just I'm causing causing an uproar with people because I think the Rays, right after D failed so horribly, was such a slap in the face, a thumb in the eye, a knee to the groin to the voters. We'll be right back.
In God, I know I'm one.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi apply while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Want to kick off a holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600 or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's November the 17th. It's a Thursday. And I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, my Thursday girl.
Thursdays are good days. I love Thursdays.
Hey, everybody, get out your pencils. Get the phone. Thanksgiving feast giveaway. Omaha Steaks is gifting. That means giving away to one of our lucky listeners the holiday gift pack. Call in 605-4567 and just give us your name and a phone number so we can get back to you. And they are going to send you one gift pack valued at $300 from Omaha Steaks. And
Omaha Steaks are great.
Gosh, they are incredible. It's going to include filet mignons, top sirloins, boneless pork chops, chicken fried steaks, all beef meatballs. I can just go on and on. $300. So call us now at 605-4567. Enter into this. It's free. You will have it before Thanksgiving. We'll draw the name Monday. We turn it in. We have to get your address so they can send it to you. We'll call you. We'll get your address. We'll send it in to Omaha Steaks, and you'll get it before Thanksgiving. That's what the attempt is to do.
Yeah.
So call us, 605-4567, or send the PM on the chat room to Bob, or send me an email at carl@kcnr1460. And I've already gotten a bunch of emails, too, and we've gotten a bunch of phone calls. But you got a good chance. But this is free. This is just for listening. This is just for just being with us. Okay? So the phones are ringing now. Keep calling. Keep calling. If it's busy, call some more. All right. Trish.
Yes.
You're Danny Anderson.
I am. And you know,
and this is about the race.
It is, exactly.
Which
and
I keep bringing up. Mainly
you brought it up. I put in a comment after you brought it up that simply that, and they don't understand why Measure D failed. Well, that sparked a whole lot of conversation down in Anderson because we had the big food drive going on at Safeway.
Yours passed easily.
It did pass easily, and it's all about confidence and it's all about trust. And I think that they just simply don't get it. I talked the last time we had, right after the election.
Yes.
I said what I heard before the election was that the city council simply wasn't listening to the people. That's what I heard repeatedly from the citizen on the street, the business people, the people that weren't supporting. A lot of people didn't come out and say they wouldn't support it.
It was like Trump supporters.
They didn't want to get in the face and they didn't want to get in the argument. But the bottom line was they weren't trusting the city council to do the right thing with it. Then they turn right around and give these raises that just, I mean, it's the Parks and Recreation Director. It's $140,000 a year.
$141,000.
In this economy. But now just let me do one thing, Carl, and go a little bit devil's advocate here.
We need that.
This is the position the city council has put themselves in. And I say that because there's members that have been there long enough. They should have started turning this around. What happens when you hire new employees in and they get into the unions and they're into the union negotiation? But you hire a person, the first year they get a step raise, the second year they get a step raise, the third year they get a step raise, the fourth year they get a step raise. They don't do a lot of introspection and grading on this. They're kind of like automatic raises that are rolling into employee.
You spent 2 years, you get 2 years in grade, you get a raise.
You get a raise. Right. And then they get the cost of living raise. And so boom, 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 all of these people underneath that park and recreation director are piling up money all the time. We don't ever hear about those. The public doesn't get to yell about those because they just happen. They happen automatically, and unfortunately, they happen. They're put in there just because you've filled up that spot.
Right.
You get the raise. I believe and argued about this and for this in the county that they should be merit raises. They should be evaluated. People need to be doing a really great job, and maybe you don't get that raise every year.
That's
not what's been negotiated, and they need to renegotiate it.
They need to start doing with new employees, new hires,
things you can't roll back. Having said that, all of a sudden, now you got all these people bumping up underneath this person. You can't have the head of the department making less money than everybody underneath her.
You can't tell me that people in Parks Recreation are making – even her assistant and people under her are not making $125,000 a year.
But they have grades. They have. I'm telling you, this is exactly what happens. That's the argument that gets thrown at the council.
She got the 2% cost of living, even though that everybody else, Social Security, military, everybody got zero last year.
They went ahead with the cost of living. Those are things they could not do.
And then they gave her a 5% raise because, she's doing some more work here. Then they gave her a 5% raise. Now they gave her a 9% raise. So that's she's had a 16% raise this year. And, this is not about her. This is about the system where you have two of the city council people say this is wrong for the exact reasons we've been talking about. And three, and let me make sure who they are, Missy MacArthur, who's leaving, and why they didn't just say, why don't we just table this till the new city council comes in, because I'll tell you why it wouldn't pass. But anyway, I don't think it would.
We don't know that.
So then, and then certainly Kristen Schrader, I want everybody to remember this. Missy MacArthur, who won't be there, but she's going to be running for an office again. Kristen Schrader and Francie Sullivan gave this raise to $141,000, which is about three times as much as the average household makes in Redding.
Yeah.
And they think that's okay. This was a thumb in the eye to the voters that said, hey, we wanted your tax money. Oh, you said no. And not by a little margin. It was by a huge margin. So guess what? We're just going to do what we want anyway. The Imperial City Council. Let's take a break.
How do you really feel about that, Carl?
I just think this was totally wrong. And one of the reasons is like Brent Weaver says, this is up to Kurt Starman. He's the one that says people should be getting raises. This was taken out of his hands.
Well, at the top level, then I think that's wrong. Then the city manager has too much control.
Well, the city manager...
If the city manager should have done it... Then that would be more behind the scenes.
He can be the one that brings it up and all this.
Who brought it up?
Missy.
Missy brought up the radio. Oh, see, unfortunately, sometimes I don't know everything about it because I don't live in
Redding. This is according to Brent Weaver. Anyway.
Whatever. Well, it had to be put on the agenda. That would be Kurt Starman to.
He puts it on. Yeah, but he serves at the pleasure of the city council. Says, I want this on the agenda.
Mm. Well, whatever, it was certainly not a good timely thing to be doing to the citizens.
Should have held off.
Yeah.
Should have held off because I tell you what.
Shouldn't have done it at all.
No.
Have done it at all because it really wasn't.
Didn't
fall into the parameters of why they get forced sometimes into giving department head a raise.
And they said it wasn't to bring equity, you know, so that each department head makes the same amount. They said it wasn't for that.
It was just because she's just a really nice person.
Well,
She's
done her job.
Yeah. Okay.
It's 7:30 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
From our family here at KCNR 1460 AM, we're celebrating our eighth year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A KCNR lucky listener is going to be very thankful on Monday, November 21st, when we announce the winner of the Omaha Steaks Thanksgiving Feast Giveaway. It's a $300 value shipped to you just in time for the holiday. It includes a mouth-watering array of Omaha Steaks products, including filet mignons, top sirloins, apple tartlets for dessert, and more than we can list here. Enter as often as you like by calling 530-605-4567 or email Carl at kcnr1460.com. Celebrate Thanksgiving in style with KCNR and Omaha Steaks.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Dude, that's the Who.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with the Who.
You won't with get Trish. Fooled again. It was the electorate.
Trish Clark, Carl Dott here on Thursday, the 17th of November. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark. You can't get any better than Sharon Clark. If you're looking for in-home health care, business of the year, business person of the year, every one of her people are hand-picked, trained, background checked, insured, bonded, given a Superman's costume, you know, the shield to fight. And they provide in-home health care and or in-home care services. Whether it's a short period of time, like say maybe you had broken your leg and you're there by yourself, or and so it's hard to get around. So they'll come in and make sure you have food in the house, mm-hmm. and we'll pull you around the house or whatever they need to do. Now, or if it's long-term in-home care, like you just
need somebody help a few hours every day.
Every day, that's right. You know, and they are so good at Home Helpers. Linda and I have already discussed it. We would let them. You know, we would have no problem at all if they were there to assist with her parents. That's how good they are.
Yeah.
That's Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350. Okay, this is a catch-up show with Audrey DeLong. And Audrey DeLong is a fighter, and I admire fighters. I've had people on that Linda says, you've had this person on for like three times. Not Audrey. This is Audrey's second time. And I said, it's because they're a fighter. They're in a fight. They believe in something, and they're going for it. And they don't back up. They don't back up when they have the government against them. They don't back up because the legislature has passed a law. They don't back up. They're in the fight. And I admire that in people, maybe because of my background. And I know you're a scrapper. Audrey's a scrapper in a lot of different ways. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
Can you give just a quick synopsis
about
of
who
Audrey?
I am?
Yeah, who you are.
Quick synopsis. I don't even know
let
where
me
to
help.
Begin.
Let me help here. Okay.
Thanks.
Here's a person that at age 24, an athlete, was diagnosed with cancer. They pulled a 5-pound tumor out of her. She was supposed to die. Didn't die.
Yes.
It came back two other times.
Yes. Other tumors. Yes. Yes.
Supposed to die.
Yes.
Didn't die. So I saw Audrey, and first time I saw her, you were doing yoga and photos of you.
Yeah.
And you've got scars.
Yes.
From your battles.
Yes.
And you were in a 2-piece bathing suit. And yep. I thought, frankly, this is a courageous woman. Linda thought you were a courageous woman. You spoke in front of a couple of different groups, and we said, we have to have you on. And the last time you were here, you said, and you talked about how your fight, how you fought it and the things you've done since then to help other people. And then you were heading off to Spain.
Yes.
For a 165-mile trek where you were going to be providing yoga classes, hopefully at the end of the day, but the loads that could still walk.
Right.
Okay. Did I catch you up okay?
That's perfect.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
I have one question. Just how long have you been cancer-free?
Let's see. I was diagnosed in 2001, so I fought it for about a year and a half. So since 2003, but I've never heard that from the doctors that they're like, "You're clear, you're cancer free." I've just gotten. I have to go back yearly still, and get blood work and MRIs. So I don't have cancer. I don't have active cancer. I have had active tumors, and I'm actually scheduled to get my MRI in about a week and a half. So two tumors shrank. I'd had them for about 10 years, and two tumors were ever to shrink after 10 years, which the doctors were just so surprised about. And so I had one more left in there, and these are all from the last surgery I had in 2002. And I had one more tumor in the liver, and it was about so it could still be there. A year ago, I got the scan, and it was the size of a baseball within the liver. And my doctor said, Audrey, you've had that for over 10 years. I want to go in there and get surgery. Like, we just need to remove that. And I looked at him, and I said, this is the finer thing. And I'm like, but the other two tumors shrank. They were about golf ball size. And I'm like, why wouldn't this one? And he looked at me and kind of shook his head, and he was like, all right. He said, I'll give you 3 months. If you can shrink it even a little bit in 3 months, then I agree with you. We don't need to have surgery. So, but he said, if it grows at all in 3 months, then we have to have surgery. So what happened is it didn't grow or shrink, and that was about a year ago. So
it just kind of just stayed the same.
And his nurse practitioner was super excited about that. She was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And I'm like, okay, well, this thing needs to go because I'm over surgeries. I've had enough scars and I worked really hard to get to where I am and to recover.
So what have you done besides what the doctors have done to help you recover?
That's a really, really long list. Nearly every alternative thing you could possibly think of, from Rife machines to ozone therapy to healing touch and Reiki to essential oils to biofeedback machines to nutrition to Amish healers in Indiana to like you just
I love it. But there are so many alternatives.
Yes.
And I'm fortunate enough to know several people who have been diagnosed with very bad cancers who chose not to give in to them.
Yeah.
And just did all of the above and the things that you've done. I had a very dear friend in San Jose years ago who had cancer, and they said, oh, you've got to have this and you've got to have that. And she said, you know what? I just kind of choose not to do that because if I've only got a little time left, I'm going to live it. Right. I'm not going to have you filling me up with things that are killing me slowly but surely. And they said, well, you've got maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
6.5 years later, she was still tendon bar at the oyster loaf and having a great time. And she lived for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so, and she was older, but she lived the last 10 years instead of subjecting herself to all of the stuff that was just going to make her really sick, make her lose her hair. And she said, just slowly kill me. I'm going to just live how much ever longer I have. Yeah. So I'm just jazzed by somebody that can. Okay, this is my body, and I have options.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you've taken that.
Yeah. And
marvelous.
What you just said is what I started to do in the very beginning. It was stage 3 ovarian cancer, diagnosed at 24. And so they had told me they wanted to do chemo right away, and it wasn't sitting right with me. And the doctor I'd met with was just terrible bedside manner. And so I'm like, I'm going to do my own research, and did 6 weeks of alternative therapy. And I had that initial 5-pound tumor removed, but in those 6 weeks, I had three, I believe, golf ball tumors grow in 6 weeks. And I'm like, okay, and I did daily 8 hours a day of alternative therapy with a specific doctor who was related, who was there for cancer healing. And so I went back in to see the surgeon, and I consulted probably, I don't even know, 5 or so other alternative therapy practitioners. And this is in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. And finally one said, I was diagnosed in September, and about December, she said to me, and she was in Kentucky, straight alternative cancer treatment center. And she said, the kind of cancer that you have is so aggressive. If you want to live, you've got to do chemo. And that was shocking to hear from an alternative cancer practitioner. And so I took that to heart because I could feel it. I knew I was dying. I knew it. And so I began chemo. But because I did 12 weeks and then another
of building your body.
Well, that, yes. But I did 12 weeks of radioactive chemotherapy for 8 hours, 8 hours a day the first 2 weeks. And then the second week would be a 4-hour, and I'd be put in the ICU every third week. I'm still recovering from that. I can tell. It feels like there's been a switch recently. Like I'm stronger than I've ever been, but I'm like, as you're saying about your friend, chemo does kill you.
Kill a certain body.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about the Spanish. I got to be able to people. Out
okay.
There
yeah. Well, I know.
Let's talk about the, okay.
The
so
trek.
You went through
sorry,
the,
I got
the
off
trek.
No,
that's
great.
Okay. This is why I really enjoyed her being here. Yeah. And she'll be back again probably sometime.
Tell us about the Spanish trek.
The Spanish trek.
Yeah, that was amazing. So I was asked to teach yoga to a group of people as we hiked along the Camino de Santiago in northern Spain. And it's a path that's been walked for thousands of years. I've heard 8,000 years from all people of all sorts of faiths and backgrounds, and starts in the south of France and then goes across northern Spain. So it's about 600 miles. Some say it's 800 miles. We just did 160 of it, and that took us 2 weeks. So most people take several months, and it was incredible. It was super challenging and hard.
It wasn't like walking along the Crestline Trail where it's kind of like, you know, you got a trail and all that. But are you going up and down mountains?
We are. What's interesting is it's not like the Pacific Crest Trail in that in some ways it's exactly like it. The ways that are different is that there's like a bar or multiple bars, no more than every 4 miles. So
bars,
cocktail lounges.
Okay,
on the trail. Okay, now this is a trail that me and my friends
can identify
get into.
With.
That's right.
Yes. Now,
and you do your hike from bar to bar.
Totally. Oh yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, have a little wine.
Oh yeah.
Go to the next one.
No, and really, really good wine.
France. Oh yeah.
Good wine for like $1.75. It's amazing.
Okay.
Good wine.
So. You did this every night and then every day, or every day and then at night, you teach yoga?
I did yoga every morning. We did a nice little 15-minute just kind of loosen our joints things. And then I did like restorative yoga in the evening or sometimes some yin yoga just to legs up the wall, just to really, after we, some days we walked 18 miles a day. We averaged about 12 and we didn't have any breaks. I took some breaks. I had some
injuries. Except for the wine.
Yeah, except for the wine, totally. And some anise. Shout out to those that were with me. They're anise and coffee. At night I would do some more therapeutic yoga. And that's really where
stretching
I teach now.
And all
that. Yeah, just restorative. We would lay over blocks and bolsters and legs up the wall and then just position the legs differently so that we can get
so
the blood flow
going
different.
Are you really glad you went?
I'm very glad I did, went.
And these were Americans or people from all over?
All over, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, all over.
And do you do these a lot?
This was the first one. This is the pilot trip for this. It was to raise money for the nonprofit here in Reading called Friends of Indreni. And they support primarily girls in Peru and their education.
Okay.
So this specific walk was like a mile-per-mile donation. So a lot of several of the people were like, I am one woman had a broken toe and she broke it the entire time. She broke it like maybe a week before the trip. And she's like, I am going to walk because that money is based off of how much I walk.
Oh, wow.
So she walked with a
so
broken toe.
So you were
toe.
With a group of like-minded
yes,
fighters.
Very much so.
Dedicated.
Okay.
What fun.
Now, you also teach yoga.
Yes.
And you have it here in town and
yes.
all these things. Okay.
Yeah.
How do people get a hold of you?
AudreyDeLongYoga.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hate to rush you here because I could talk for another hour.
Sure.
But we have other people coming in today, too. But I did want to catch up on this because I knew you were going and I wanted to hear what happened.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And it sounds like you did you had a great time and you did it. And it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences
wow.
unless
Very
you go
much.
Back. But it sounds like a great time.
Yeah. I did write a blog about it. So I teared up. I do still thinking about it. It was super challenging to say the least.
Yeah.
You face a lot of fears.
And we can get to your blog?
Yes, through the website AudreyDeLongYoga.com.
Okay.
All right.
And photos too, probably.
Yeah, photos. Yeah. Yeah. It's
Audrey
really
DeLong,
fun ones. Yeah.
Fighter.
Thank
I like
you.
Scrappers.
Yeah. Me too.
Thanks
Great.
So much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. 5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown. Town ready.
With Thanksgiving fast approaching, thousands of our neighbors are hurting. Their desperation will grow with the onset of a wet winter and cold temperatures. The Good News Rescue Mission is a place they turn for help. Help with food, shelter, and even clothing. For just $2.25, you can provide hope and a hot meal to one of our neighbors in desperate need. Your gift of $25 will provide more than 10 meals. Go to GNRM.org and help us make sure no one is turned away.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. Good morning, everybody.
Love Thursday mornings.
Oh, I'm having a great time. You meet some super people in here, don't you?
It's you know, people ask me sometimes, just briefly, so, Trish, why do you do this show? I get to meet so many interesting, great people that you bring through here.
You know, we've had incredible. Well over 2,000 people have strolled through these doors. Here in the last
people
years.
Are, you know, you miss a day, yeah. Miss a lot is a really big, right. True thing.
Hey, it's 41 degrees. It's going to go up to 60 today. It's going to be a nice day. It shouldn't be rainy. That's what they say.
Not until Saturday.
Not until Saturday. Then it's going to hammer us.
Maybe
on
Friday
Saturday
night.
And Sunday. Maybe Friday night. But we're going to enjoy today. The sunrises are beautiful. And all that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, with Espresso Joe's, where you can kind of walk in there when it's 40 degrees in the morning and get your coffee and your spiced pumpkin latte and everything else if you drink spiced pumpkin latte. I'm not sure. I don't think our guest drinks that. We'll get to Sam in a second. Do you drink that, Sam?
Just black coffee.
Just
fine.
Black coffee.
I'm with you.
I just
black
didn't
coffee.
See you doing the spiced
yeah,
pumpkin
black
latte.
Black coffee's the way right. To go.
Anyway, but that's just part of what they have. They have also the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California right there at Tobacco and Brew, and discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's there. So you can't get any better than this. They've been with us from the beginning. I can't say enough about this veteran-owned business. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Okay, it's that time of the year for Forever Our Fair, a benefit dinner and dance, and Sam Yamas is here to tell us about it.
Yeah. Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Of course.
I'm one of the directors with the Shasta District Fair, and this is our fourth annual benefit dinner to help raise funds for our fair. As you know, since 2011, we've almost gone without any state funding. So we have to find creative ways to come up with funds for the fair.
Exactly, Sam. So back up just a little bit. And we think we know, everybody knows what we're talking about.
Right.
This is a government fair. So in people's minds, they're like, okay, so why? It's a Shasta District Fair. It isn't the county fair. It's a state organization. How come they're not funding it? Back up and tell us about that.
When, you know, the recession happened, there was limitation of funds. In 2011, they started reducing those, and they've slowly picked up, not nearly to where we have been in the past. So during that recession time, we had to find ways to come up with funds. And our board of directors decided that this benefit dinner was the best way. It was a way to bring individuals that wanted to support the fair for all the wonderful programs that the fair does here at the county level. You think of 4-H, you think of FFA, and all the young students and leaders that we are creating and advocating for. We want to support that, and we want to keep that going, that tradition going, moving forward.
And so, it's also a great place for other organizations. We have these wonderful facilities down there that are used by so many different organizations. The veterans groups.
That is correct.
They just had you stand down. All of the things that take place in these facilities, and they have to be maintained, and we need money to do that.
That is correct. That is correct.
Well, you know what? And then with this, so I love going to the fair. Who doesn't love going to the fair?
It's great.
I mean where else can you go and eat corn dogs?
Right.
Okay. And cotton candy.
And then my favorite.
And caramel corn.
Deep fried Twinkies, deep fried pickles, deep fried jalapeno slices.
Called Oreo cookies, deep fried Oreo cookies.
Whoa.
Okay,
it's all about food.
I got to draw the line someplace. Bless all the vendors that go through there. I mean, who doesn't love going through the vendors? Hey, just watch out, those chop-o-matic right there, and all these other things that happen. Okay.
Okay.
Now, not only that, but Forever
Our
Fair,
a great event.
Benefit Dinner and Dance, all you can eat ribs.
That is correct. All you can eat ribs.
What kind of ribs?
I'm not sure. I think it's baby back ribs, if I'm correct.
So. Oh, man. Baby back ribs. Okay.
Don't quote me on that.
I'm not
going to
quote
it,
but it's all you can eat ribs.
It's all you can eat ribs.
Right.
And they're
now,
delicious.
And it's going to be a special appearance by country music star Chad Bushnell is going to be there. Doors open at 5 p.m., dinner at 6, no host cocktails, which is a good idea with this group. And dancing to the Chad Bushnell Band, $35
tickets. $35
tickets.
I think it's very reasonable for all you can eat.
Dinner, dance.
Gun and bucket raffle, silent live, and dessert auctions. This is all of it. It's going to go to putting on our fair.
That is correct. That is correct. And, you know, if you have a big group that wants to go, we're selling tables for $425. It sits 10 people. You also get some raffle tickets with that purchase.
And wine.
So it's a great event.
So you'll get wine there. You know, frankly, you should give away cheap wine at this place or beer. No, seriously, at any of these. Not cheap wine, but you should give away beer. Because you can buy a keg of beer for nothing and wine. Because the more they drink, the higher they bid on auctions.
Like on the dessert auction.
Everybody
knows
that.
I love it. I tried to buy a lemon bar cake down there one year, and the guy got up to $350. I mean, who pays for a lemon bar cake?
For a lemon bar cake, because we are, yeah! And you go to some of these, you know, you get the, especially if you get the guys from R&R Meats. Oh!
Yeah.
Don't even try to bid against those guys.
Right.
They go crazy. Anyway, this is going to be great. Now, where do people get tickets, Sam?
They can go ahead and call our office, our main office there at the fair, or they can call 378-6789 and speak to Kirby, Spencer, our CEO, or Melanie, our front office staff, their business assistant. So it'd be...
Or they can stop by the fair office during the day.
That is correct. We're open regular hours, 8 to 5. And if not, look us up on Facebook or internet website, and you can get the details there as well.
All right.
So once again, this is Saturday night, November 19th. Doors open at 5 p.m., dinner at 6, dancing to the Chad Bushnell Band. Yeah. Get there early and stay late.
That is great.
Do you have to wear cowboy hats?
Highly encouraged.
Highly encouraged. And boots?
That's a must.
Wear of the day. Every day.
Wait a minute. You're not leaving yet. I got 3 minutes left.
Man. Oh, no.
So who are you, Sam? What do you do?
I am a police officer here in the city of Reading. I am.
Oh, wow.
And
great. Well, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, it's, you know, of course, we have, you know, Chief Paletti's on every month mm-hmm. in here, and as is the sheriff.
Yes.
And you know what? We can't tell you how much we appreciate you, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, don't ever feel like you're not appreciated.
Yeah,
and I hope you pass
thank
this.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, you know, pass this on to all your, you know, your fellow officers. You know, I was in a, you know, in the Marine Corps for 30 years in mm-hmm. long combat zones and all those things. But there's one thing to and we have roadblocks, and we have, you know, we pull people over, but we're standing there with 50 caliber machine guns and armored all the way up, you know, that you can see our eyes maybe, and you going up at night to a car with two or three people in it that you pull
by
over
by yourself,
it's, you know what, you're at a heightened response, we might say. And then yesterday there was just an example, is there was a shooting. And the shooting, and somebody died out there on Cypress. So, of course, I know you can't talk about all that.
Right,
but,
that's correct.
I wouldn't ask you about it. But it happens, but it's always there.
That is correct. That danger is always there, and it's a very dangerous job.
And we just want you to know that you appreciate it.
We do appreciate it.
We appreciate our police officers, and it's not easy. And it's getting harder, it seems.
Anyway.
Not to be a downer on this.
So I appreciate your support.
Well, that's good. How long have you been on the Fair Board?
Just past 2 minutes, or 2 years, sorry.
2 years, exactly. Because I know some of the members of the board that have been there a long time. But,
right.
I think it's great when we've got some new blood in there. This is a government appointment, a governor's appointment?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I was
really?
Appointed in 2014.
Yeah.
And I've been serving ever since.
Is that because you voted for him, for Brown?
Don't
answer that because we got to run right now. Sam Yamas, who is also a police officer here in Reading, and forever our fair. And we're going to talk about it some more. It's going to be this weekend.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you. Hey, we'll be right back. We're going to be talking when millennials rule.
News from Town Hall is brought to you here on KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper has made good on his promise to step down at the end of the Obama administration.
I submitted my letter of resignation last night, which felt pretty good. I got 64 days left, and I think I'd have a hard time with my wife, anything past that.
Clapper's been saying for the past year he was counting the days until he could retire. President-elect Trump, meanwhile, said to be committed to his campaign list of Supreme Court nominees. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
For many conservative voters, concern over the direction of the Supreme Court heavily influenced their support for Donald Trump. And Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway says the president-elect remains committed to a list of possible high court justices he released during the campaign. Conway says the list of 21 nominees has not changed and that Trump is committed to nominating conservatives who respect the Constitution. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More anti-Trump demonstrations yesterday at college campuses around the country, like this one in New Haven, Connecticut. Organizer Juan Carlos Soto says he just doesn't believe that Donald Trump will be fair when it comes to immigration policy.
Under Obama, we have fought against massive incarceration and deportations. Black and brown bodies are constantly in danger, and workers' rights are constantly threatened. We know that these attacks are going to get much worse in our community.
Vice President Joe Biden says Mike Pence will get all the help he needs to start his new job when the Trump administration comes into power.
There's a lot to get down here that you're unaware of, that you didn't realize existed.
And Biden spoke to reporters yesterday after his meeting with the incoming Vice President-elect Mike Pence. Stocks edging mostly higher in early trading, led by energy companies, as the price of crude oil rises as well. The government reported this morning that rising energy costs push consumer prices higher in October. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The historicity of Jesus Christ. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? Is there life in outer space? GodSaidManSaid.com. 21 signs of doomsday. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
As 2016 winds down, LegalZoom asks, did you accomplish everything you set out to do this year? There's still time. Say you'd like to finally start that dream business, but don't know whether to incorporate or form an LLC. Maybe you're ready to plan for your family's future, but aren't sure whether a last will or a living trust is right for you. That's where LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys available in 48 states can help, without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. LegalZoom.com. Legal help is here.
There's a new sheriff in town, and as Rich Thomason reports, this one is promising some major changes.
The newly elected sheriff of Metro Phoenix will have a series of decisions to make in the coming months about how to proceed with the many headline-grabbing policies that define the two decades tenure of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio's unorthodox approach included jailing inmates in tents, making them wear pink underwear, and leading crackdowns on illegal immigration. Paul Penzone says he'll eliminate the pink underwear. He's reserving judgment on the 10th City Jail And he does plan to scale back the old-time chain gangs that Arpaio uses.
As correspondent Rich Thomason, the number of those seeking U.S. unemployment benefits has reached its lowest level since 1973. It's evidence that businesses are confident enough in the economy to hold on to their workers. Looking at Wall Street right now, it is a Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 17 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. One congressional staffer has pled guilty to not filing income tax returns for more than 5 years in a row.
The one-time chief of staff for Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson has agreed to pay $153,000 in restitution and faces a minimum 1 year in prison. According to the Department of Justice, Isaac Avant failed to file income tax returns from 2008 through 2013 while he was making $165,000 a year.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Authorities north of Boston say they're looking for two people who were able to walk away, apparently unharmed, after the car they were in was destroyed by a speeding commuter train at a crossing last night. Video surveillance shows the car being driven around the lowered barriers before being struck in the rear. Video shows two people getting out of the wreckage and walking away. Police believe they know who the driver was and that he'd been fleeing an earlier accident. Nobody on the train was hurt. More on these stories from townhall.com.
River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes roasted turkey, prime rib, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10. Children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For details, visit winriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday, and got my Trish girl here.
I love Thursday mornings.
17th of November, and it's about 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. And remember to call in this morning at that number to get a chance to win the Omaha Steak Giveaway Thanksgiving Feast package for free. All you have to do is call in 605-4567. Give us your name and a phone number or come in on personal message on our chat room or send me an email at carl@kcnr1460.com and you'll be automatically entered. Drawing goes Monday and the lucky person will receive a $300 package of steaks, chops, chicken, and more all before Thanksgiving. So what's the weather look like?
47 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 60, a low of 40. On Friday, a high of 59, 44, cloudy, and a chance of rain. And on Friday night, a real chance of rain and then heavy rain. Heavy rain on Saturday and Sunday and through the first of the week, actually. Rain likely clear until Monday night, and we're looking for heavy rain. So temperatures around 44, 59 high through the weekend. Brother, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally veteran-owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Ooh, I tell you what, it's going to be chilly and cold and wet this
weekend. I think winter's here.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Social Security is going bankrupt. Radical Islamic terrorists threaten our safety. Our planet is on the brink of disaster. Meanwhile, our leaders line their pockets with dirty money while pounding their chest in ideological wars that enrich lobbyists at the expense of voters. Welcome to Millennial America. I'm with the author of one of the authors of When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America, Jack Kahn. Jack, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning, Jack.
Is that a tough way to start?
That is, yeah.
Okay. Are you okay after what happened a little bit over a week ago?
I'm okay. I think that there's definitely an extreme reaction on college campuses across the United States, especially here at the University of Pennsylvania, where people are definitely still not okay.
Hey, tell everybody real quick, it's about your book, When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America. Now, a lot of people think millennials, how do you pronounce that, the meh generation, is just rolling over. They're going into little safe rooms. They're picking up puppy dogs. They're getting Play-Doh and trying to get to a safe area because of the election. But that's not like it is. I mean, that's not all the millennials, though, is it?
That's not all the millennials, but at least on this university campus, that is exactly what's going on. We just published a follow-up article in the Daily Caller talking about just that, puppies on campus, safe spaces. I think the day after the election, I must have been invited to join six different safe spaces to protect me from the, you know, outcomes of the election. So, yeah, I mean, certainly that's not the entirety of the millennial generation. We actually saw surprisingly low turnout for Hillary Clinton among millennials, but that definitely is a majority.
Okay, now, why do you think – okay, now, first of all, talk a little bit about your book.
Sure. So the book is When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America. We published it this past August. In fact, it goes through each of the key platforms of the millennial generation and highlights where millennials are going to take our country and the world, and is based off of 10,000 interviews with millennials from across the country.
Okay. Now, people may be surprised at some of the finding that you have, too.
You
know, and I'll just use one because up here in Northern California, we're somewhat different than Southern California. In fact, we're radically different than Southern California. So when we talk about gun control up here and we talk about liberal Democrats up in Northern California, that means they only own like six rifles and three handguns. So millennials thought on weapons, I just kind of assumed before I read it that, oh, we're against it. We're against them. That's not true, though, is it?
Yeah, I think that there is definitely a misconception on where millennials stand on gun rights. You know, you assume that millennials are going to, you know, throw away guns, they're going to pass gun reform. But you sort of have this interesting play across the political spectrum where you have 66% of millennials, the highest rate of any other generation, saying that they plan to own guns in the future. Again, you have 66%, two-thirds of millennials saying that they oppose the federal assault weapons ban, want to make sure they can own semi-automatic weapons in the future. But at the same time, you have 90% of millennials, again, the highest percentage of any generation, supporting universal background checks. So I think that it's this interesting cross-play where they're supporting a Democratic platform and a Republican platform at the same time.
I find that refreshing because it makes sense that when you read the chapter, young people are afraid they're going to get stuck in shootouts because that's what you hear. However, they also want to have the right to own those weapons.
I mean,
they just want to make sure whoever's got them isn't, you know, like kind of, you know, a crazy person, a felon, or that shouldn't have it.
But that's not an anti-Republican stance. We all believe that guns should be in the right hands, and that someone who is mentally ill or a felon should not have a gun. But we have those laws now; they just need to be enforced.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does make a lot of sense. I think that that's true, but I think that you have lots of Republicans who will argue that it's a slippery slope if you put in background checks, it's a slippery slope to banning guns. And I think that you have liberals who are saying, oh, if you have any sort of guns, you're going to have violence. And I think millennials are sort of taking a middle ground approach in this case and saying, no, you can have guns and not violence, and you can also have background checks without the end of all guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good
okay.
point.
Hey, let's take a quick break here, a little bit early, because I'm going to come back and talk some more about the other big. I want to talk about the economy and immigration. Because I saw the editor of the Tufts University newspaper, young man, obviously a bright young man, and it was interesting his thoughts on what journalism should be. And I want to bring that up to you too because you're in journalism there at the university, aren't you?
Yeah, so I write for the Huffington Post and contribute to the Chicago Tribune, Daily Caller, and a variety of other publications.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, California, with a trained watch repairman that can take care of anything. This is where Linda and Trish shop.
Christmas is coming. Gift time.
That is. They've got it all. And they've got they can design it. They can build it. They can get gems from all over the world right out of Four Winds Jewelry.
22- Remember, guys, girls can't have too many diamonds or too many guns.
That's right. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Jack Kahn, one of the authors of When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America. Snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, piece it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, hang it.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Jake Shimabukuro is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater. He's the ukulele wizard that Rolling Stone has declared a musical hero. He's fun, innovative, and amazing in concert. Don't miss Hawaiian ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro in concert December 11th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Wednesday, the 17th of November. I'm sorry, Thursday. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Thursday.
I seem to have, you know, most of the time I lose a day. I'm adding days on here. Hey, it's about 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 47 degrees out there going up to 60. It looks like it's going to be a nice day for the next couple of days. But stand by on Friday and Saturday
and
Sunday. Yeah, here it rolls into next week. Of course, it's Thanksgiving week. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over there at Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, And there's a reason why. They are the best in the North State. They can handle any type of heating and cooling system. And now it's a good time before it gets too cold. Go on out there and have the heater checked. Make sure all the filters are clean. The air ducts are good. Alliance Heating and Air can do this. They can replace anything that that happens. They fixed us. They saved us during the summer. If you remember that story when it was 112 degrees.
And guests coming.
And guests were coming in that evening. Give them a call at 221-2642. That's just how good they are. They can get there and they care. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with Jack Kahn, who he and his brother wrote, When Millennials Rule. You know, that right there gets everybody's attention.
Gets your attention.
The reshaping of America. And you know what? I think just right there, we got people calling in going, So, hey, so Henry, good morning. Do you have a question for Jack? Speak up.
Yes, I do. More of a statement than a question, I guess. He seems like an intelligent young man. And he wrote a book, and as soon as he sells the first 2 million copies of it, he's going to have an awful lot of money. And he'll invest in the stock market and probably a business, and you know he'll become a conservative?
Well, that's good to know. Is that right, Jack? You're going to be a conservative Republican capitalist?
I think that's exactly right.
Okay, thanks, Henry.
If you don't believe it, you wait 5 years and see.
Oh, no, he's already said it. He's there.
He's there already.
Hey, thanks, Henry. Hey, Jack, you know, going back to the election here, as you know, media has a tendency to explode things and focus on stuff that perhaps, you know, may not be as important as other things. But you're telling me at the University of Pennsylvania, which is kind of, has always seemed to me to be kind of like that blue-collar school, in the good sense, of course, is they're in shock? Are classes being called off?
Yeah, we had classes called off, exams called off, and quote-unquote therapy sessions in each class. Mm.
Because of the election?
Yes.
Or do people feel in danger there?
They do. And I think that, you know, you talked with the media a few minutes ago, and I think that there's a level of, there's a lack of knowledge about what these political candidates stand for. And you combine that with a hysteria created by a media storm over the past few months. And it's really not surprising that these kids are freaking out and they think that the world is going to end. I mean, I think a lot of times you think, how do these students react when they have so little information? You look at the environment they're in. Where are they getting their information from? And they're seeing this hysteria in the media, and I think that's what's creating this sort of death scenario where they think the end of the world is coming, that America is going to turn into internment camps, et cetera, which is definitely the reaction that I've seen here.
Well, and you've seen the news media themselves, though, on election night and since, who have reacted exactly the same way, and that's where those students are getting their information.
Exactly. I remember right when the election was called, the New York Times sent two alerts. The first alert said, Donald Trump wins the presidency. The second alert said, the market crashes. And as we know, the market picked up right the next morning.
Exactly.
But I think that type of reaction where they're not, where we think of the New York Times as a news media source, has become an opinion media source, right, where you're getting these opinions. As soon as the election ends, you're not saying, here are the results. You're saying, here's our opinion on the results.
That's
and I think
right.
We saw that throughout the election cycle, where the front page of the New York Times contained Donald Trump hit pieces, and that's really not the purpose of the front page of any news source, particularly the New York Times, to have opinion pieces on the front
page. Jack, I'm glad you said that, because last night they were, because there's universities calling to become sanctuary universities. And they had the editor of the Tufts University, which is one of them, on. I don't know if you saw the show, but they asked him about opinions in the news. He says, "Well, you're writing news. This is what you're learning to do. Aren't you just supposed to say here's the news, report the facts?" And he said, "No, it's not like that." And when he said that, I thought,
"Wow,
have things changed that dramatically?"
There's an editorial page. That's where your opinion goes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think, as I said, I think that point is really fascinating, right? The fact that the head of a Tufts newspaper said that, because you know where he's going to end up, right? He's going to end up on the New York Times. He's going to end up at pick your liberal media source in the future. And I think that
pick one that isn't.
Career,
pick one that isn't. That's the problem. Most of the media we've got now has given up all pretense of acting like a news agency. They simply are giving opinion.
And I think that that is going to shape the next generation of journalists as well.
Hey, look, we've only got like about six more minutes here. So what's the millennials' thought, you know, as long as we're talking about sanctuary campuses and universities, on immigration and the people that are here illegally? Because they can't be called illegals, according to Tufts University, because that's an action. The people are not illegal. They're doing an illegal action. And I wish I could have asked the next question. Does that mean you can't be a murderer? You're just a person who kills people? I mean, anyway. So what's the thought for millennials on immigration? Because you all are going to have a big say in this.
Yeah, I think that there's a pretty universal belief that the current undocumented immigrants in the United States should have amnesty. And there's a sense that we should strengthen our border security for the future, so that those people that are already in the United States should not be deported.
Okay, so build the wall.
To keep them
or something that keeps the border safe, and then find out how to, and deal with the ones that are here now.
Right. I think that that's the, I mean, that is the opinion of the generation. You get 80% of millennials supporting amnesty for immigrants.
Okay. All right. What about their thoughts on the economy?
Yeah, I think that's the most tricky one. The majority of millennials do not support tax cuts for the wealthy. At the same time, the majority of millennials opposed Obama's stimulus package, which again is this sort of seeming contradiction, not supporting either the typical Republican platform or the typical Democrat platform. I think you're seeing millennials taking a sort of middle ground, looking for politicians to change the structural issues that are affecting our economy, improving education. You saw this sort of massive support for Bernie Sanders' free college campaign, this idea of making education more accessible as a way to stimulate our economy. And I think you see that, too, with millennial opinions on looking to stimulate innovation, increase research grants for universities, as well as on the same idea of globalization and thinking about how globalization affects our economy.
Okay. What else? I mean, you've got so many different things in here about bringing them back in. You know what? One of the things you were talking about too, of course, is the enfranchising people. You know, Black Lives Matter, women's rights, equality for all, freedom is non-negotiable.
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, so I think that that's a really important issue to bring up, especially as we're talking about this election. I think that it's really easy to criticize the millennials for what I would even agree is an overreaction to the election. But at the same time, the reason we title that chapter the non-negotiables is because millennials see these issues as non-negotiable. They're not willing to sacrifice the rights of any group for a politician who may be better for the United States economic or foreign policy interests. And I think you're seeing lots of candidates losing their races because of perceived racist or sexist comments. And sort of politicians need to be aware that these aren't just one issue, that these are really a veto, that politicians will be vetoed in their races for intolerance.
This is interesting. The whole book is interesting. Okay, it's called When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America, and it was you and your brother, right?
Yeah, twin brother.
Your twin brother. I was getting ready to say you had a twin brother here. David and Jack Kahn. Traveled across the United States to different universities and talking with people when it had to do with the economy and immigration and gun rights, that if the fact that the LGBT movement that is, that has taken front and center here over the last couple of years, do the millennials feel do they understand why so many people voted for Trump?
I think that that is the best question you've asked. I think the answer is no. I really, really think the answer to that question is no. They do not understand. There is a huge disconnect, that's something that we all need to think about how to bridge. I don't know the answer to that question. The fact that they do not understand the rationale behind
the media does not understand the rationale behind why Trump was elected, nor does what we refer to sometime as the establishment. They still don't get it. They do not hear what we said when we voted overwhelmingly for Trump.
Okay.
And that is, we're done with the system as usual.
And which I thought this could be the bridge between millennials and the people who voted for Trump, because they too were had it with the system, because that's how they, because they backed Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
yet,
it should be a natural bridge when they get over the shock and start actually seeing what Donald Trump is going to do. They're going to be very surprised that they're going to agree with a lot of the things he's going to do.
I think so, too. I mean, time will tell.
Well, yeah, time will tell. Bob, you have something?
Jack, I would submit this, that it was not so much an endorsement of Donald Trump as a rejection of Hillary Clinton. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. I would. And I think you saw that. Yeah, I think that's 100% right. It was, and I think that this election should be a slap in the face to people who don't understand the divide and the disparate opinions that are going on.
I'd go one step further. You know, I'd go one step further, Jack, and say that this was not so much about Hillary and Trump as it was ideologies. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That it was a different idea, business as usual, more of the same with Hillary, that concept, or let's change and get back to our Constitution and what this country stands for Trump.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, Jack, and this last thing here before we let you turn you loose here, buddy, is the when I asked you about that, do they understand why? And I believe your answer there is no, they don't see this. Is it truly a belief that everybody that voted for Trump is a racist, a racist, misogynist? What was the other thing? Racist, misogynist,
homophobia.
Is that the feeling?
I don't think that's the feeling universally, but as you know, going to an East Coast liberal institution, I think that. I think that the answer is, in short, yes. That anybody who declares that they voted or supported Donald Trump is immediately tagged and labeled as all of those things.
All right. Hey, we're here with Jack Kahn. Jack, how do people get your book? And I, by the way, I recommend, this is on the Carl Bott reading list and the Free Fire Radio reading list, When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America, because, one, we want to make David and Jack into hardcore capitalist
by
conservatives.
By selling a million copies.
We want to sell a million copies. But this is a good book, and it kind of, you can get a grasp of what's felt and how the millennials, and we haven't got a chance, we're going to talk to you all again, hopefully, is what they're going to do when it comes into the political arena.
Because they are going to be part of the people ruling this country.
Because you all will be running in a couple of years. So, how do people get your book?
It's available in Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America.
There you go. By Jack and David Kahn. Okay, guys. We really appreciate, Jack, you being on again, and I hope this isn't the last time.
I agree. Thanks so much.
All right.
Thanks, Jack.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back after these messages with Joe McKenna.
There he sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a mane bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. She posts lots of selfies on her Instagram with a quote that's inspirational. Hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants, armed with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils.
Most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual luxury jewelry show and sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
With Thanksgiving fast approaching, thousands of our neighbors are hurting. Their desperation will grow with the onset of a wet winter and cold temperatures. The Good News Rescue Mission is a place they turn for help. Help with food, shelter, and even clothing. For just $2.25, you can provide hope and a hot meal to one of our neighbors in desperate need. Your gift of $25 will provide more than 10 meals. Go to GNRM.org and help us make sure no one is turned away.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, November the 17th. 47 degrees, going up to 60 today. It's going to be kind of sunny today and probably tomorrow. But tomorrow night, here it comes.
Big rain
coming in on the weekend.
Big storm over the weekend.
Weather reports
always. Don't let that keep you home, though.
No. Don't
let it stop. Get your umbrellas out.
Yep. There you go. That's why we invented umbrellas. Hey, it's 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Baffin's Avenue. A great place to go. Can't get a better haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. It's discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. And even better, they have a full selection of magazines in there to read. No, none of those, but just all different kinds. In fact, they have, even for event, they have Cosmopolitan. So he can read that, and you can tell he's reading
Oprah.
Because his lips move. All right, Vent. big shout-out to him. Okay, we have... with us. Dun da da.
Oh, jeez.
Dun da da. Joe McKenna.
Hello.
Who is having his own show starting this Saturday.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock. Do we have a drum roll here? You know, I tell you to do things. I tell you to find me drum rolls to put on the computer, the sounds of a flushing toilet, explosions, and machine guns.
That's what my show is going to be, just those noises.
And we don't have.
And we don't have. That's all we're doing. Okay.
And we don't have any of those. I guess you could.
Yeah,
I can do
helicopters. It's more fun to watch it. Yeah, it's more fun to watch. I think I might be nervous about my show because this morning I woke up to a dream that I was climbing up a cliff, and I had to grab on. You know those rope swings that kids use to swing out into the lake? I had to grab one of those ropes and swing out from the cliff around a rock and land back on the cliff to keep climbing. And I actually woke up cussing. So I think I might be a little nervous about the show Saturday.
Don't worry about it. I'll be here for the first half hour.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to just, you know.
Then you're just going to abandon me.
Yeah, well, you know, abandon is kind of a tough word. But yeah, that's pretty good.
Right.
I'm just, no, I'm going to say fly, be free.
Yeah,
and
right.
You're going to have another guest there, so you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's the show going to be about, Joe?
Yeah, this show's going to be, it's going to be different. A lot of the advice you get right now about the internet is how to, it's three steps to be successful. You know, all these things that after 10, 15 years of the internet, we've all found probably don't help, don't work, and didn't really make us successful. And I've actually been through it all. I've learned the hard way of what works and what doesn't. So I'm going to share from that perspective. I'm going to share how the internet's impacting your business from the boss's perspective, from the perspective of the person who has to write the check and who has to keep the employees going, or from the perspective of that entrepreneur who's trying to get a business off the ground, decide, do I do paid per click? Do I still do regular old sales? Do I do email marketing? What do I do? And I'm going to answer those questions.
Terrific. Now. Because you can spend a lot of time if you're going in the wrong direction.
Yes.
Because these things are not easy to do.
Yeah, I think most of my advice is what not to do. I spend a lot of my time telling our clients what not to do more than what to do to save money and time.
Okay, now, this is the kind of thing that you have to you've said things before in the show that, you've got a website. Mm-hmm. But in a lot of cases, over 50% of the cases, it drives business away.
Well, yeah, more than 50%. Just one of the factors.
Yeah,
just one of the factors can be. For instance, let's say you have a website and you think, that's great, I'm done, I've got a website. Well, do you know if your users are accessing your website mobily? And if most of your users are accessing it mobily, is it mobile friendly? And that's not just cliche. The millennials that you were just talking to is a great example. A lot of them use their cell phone. My kids are an example. My kids didn't even know there were websites for like Yahoo and things like that. Everything they did was through apps on their phone. And so you have to know your users, and you have to know how they're going to be accessing your information on the web.
And you have to build it for that reason.
That's right. And so you can end up, I mean, we've all done it. We go onto a web page, and if it doesn't meet our needs, we jump out. We leave. So you've got to be ready for that. And that's just one factor.
Well, you know, and Joe and I are working together on some ideas too, and the idea of advertising.
Yeah,
and it's more than just over the airwaves. How can you make an effective business plan by using everything available?
That's right.
And I think what you saw some of this in this last election. Not only did they use the tried and true ways of
newspapers, radio,
and TV. But now they've gone out in different ways on the
Facebook
internet
and
social media, because it's going to, you know, it reaches a lot of people. I mean, you and I both have phones. You and I both text. Things come into my phone, my iPhone. Mm-hmm. That thing, I look at it. I mean, frankly, I don't pick up the iPad that much. I've got that phone right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when I have mail. I know when there's something happening.
And mine's in my pocket right now.
Yeah,
vibrating.
Ready to go. It's vibrating.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the key there is there are so many channels. Do you guys remember when marketing just worked? If you remember when you just got to pick a channel and do it, you did an ad.
What are you going to say in your ad?
Yeah, what are you going to say in your ad? Right.
That was the biggest part of it. And then you put it on the TV and you put it in the newspaper. You had the same message consistently and put it in all those sources, and that was it.
Yeah, that's right. And so, well, things have changed.
Signs, mailers,
ads,
all that. But see, and do you see this as probably in the future at some point? That it's all going to be in social media?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, not at all. Social media is one of the channels. All that's happened is there's more channels now. And there's the real digital revolution is that finally the consumer and the customer gets to pick how they interact or find out about your products or services. They get to pick how they buy and what they do. That's what changed. If you remember, it used to be you put an ad out, customer would come in, and then you had your sales funnel. Your sales funnel was how many people did your sales rep talk to that they sold, because that sales rep would bring that person through this process and this funnel. Well, what happens now is customers decide when they interact with you, how they interact with you, where they learn about you. And so really all that's happened is all the channels are open now. And it sounds a little overwhelming at first, but the key is to figure out, and all this information is available nowadays, the key is to figure out which of those channels are your users using to access information and find out, and then meet them there.
And that's where you talk about optimization of your message, I think. I mean, that might be one way of saying it, that, okay, now who am I trying to reach, and what method am I going to reach them in?
Right.
And I need to reach them in, if they're looking at three different ways of getting their information, I need to hit all three of those. And, you know, maybe it could be radio ads that they hear a lot, because talk radio, people listen to talk radio. They don't change a channel then. Or it could be over the internet.
Well, let's use talk radio, because that's a good example. I was given a speech yesterday at the Rotary. And after that, I told them that I was going to be on the show, and someone raised their hand and asked if I was going to have a podcast, because the show sounded exciting, but they listen on podcast. So again, that's another channel that you have to be prepared to do. So
did
even
you
when you're
tell
doing
him
radio,
they could go in and listen to the archives.
Well, that's not a podcast, and that's not what he's looking for. What he's looking for is to search
And we talked about that, because it's not the same thing to me. You could just go in and get the archives, but that's, we need to set up in a different way. Is that correct?
A podcast is generally hosted on a service. It's the same file, just hosted in a different way, and somebody has to write a program to extract the show and package it and send it off.
It's perfect for you, Bob.
I'm sure you can pay someone to do that.
I'll show you guys how to do it.
Well, I'd like to do that. You know, but see, that's just one of the things. It's a podcast.
Put it in a format that they're going to access.
That they're going to that's it, access. Oh, I don't want to go to the archives and look for it. I just want to go to this pod thing and just push a button.
Yeah, you have a program on your smart device or your computer that goes and fetches the latest episode.
That's right. That's right. You know, and there's a technique that we use. You do have to learn them.
I tell you what. Let's wait for that technique till after this break, because it's going to take a little bit. I know there's going to be some questions. We're going to take a quick break here. It's 9:15 at Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Hey, with all these new laws coming out again, you know, about taking your rights away.
I heard the sheriff yesterday. The bullet thing.
The bullets and all this stuff. Is you got to go down to 2539 Larkspur. You want to buy a firearm for Christmas, for a present, or just to have to be able to protect yourself, because they're also releasing all these new criminals. Hey, to have something in your house that you train with and that you can use, and to keep your family safe, because this is what both the sheriff and the chief are telling you. You've got to be able to protect yourself. Bastiani Arms, handguns, long guns, all the shooting accessories, reloading gear, classes in CCW, classes in hunter safety, gunsmithing, and outstanding customer service. Veterans get a great, great deal down there at Bastiani Arms, John and Sarah. Privately owned, small business. They can meet or beat the prices at the big box stores. Give them a chance. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Want to kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a great day. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, November the 17th, 47 degrees, going up to 60 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. Linda's favorite place. Guys, if you're looking for something to buy for Christmas, and you've already bought the tennis bracelet from Four Winds Jewelry, go over to Dandelion Boutique. They have it all. Brighton bags. They can, head to toe. They have something for your loved one. And it's easy. Just have, if you're wondering, just kind of ask your loved one, hey, head on over to Dandelion Boutique and leave me a little list there. Then you go in and it's just easy after that. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, right here in Reading. All right, we're here with Joe McKenna, who is president of CloudWise Academy, who actually put me through two courses in computer technology and writing programs, and I actually wrote my own. I actually built my own website by coding. Yeah, can you do that, Bob? Can you do that?
If I did enough reading, I could, but I couldn't off the top of my head.
Well,
no.
I can't anymore either.
But it's that short-term memory thing.
Whoa, I tell you what, I'm going through, and the first question I asked was, is there a program that helps you write this stuff? And the answer, of course, is yes.
Yes.
but they wanted you to learn how to do it. Anyway, Joe is going to start a show this Saturday,
right,
9 o'clock, and it's there to help businesses use technology because they're woefully inadequate right now.
Well, the truth is that the Internet's here, and it's got an impact on your business, and customers are using it like never before. Things have changed, and all we want to do is help businesses catch up. And we're talking about business, and I'm talking about anywhere from the largest company you can imagine. We have clients that are huge and need help, but all the way down to the single mom or the single dad or the young child, the person, the teenager who's trying to start a business, we want to make sure they do it right and follow the right roadmap.
And they have to understand that people don't go and look in the phone book anymore. If they want something, they go to their cell phone, they go to their computer, they type in your name. If they can't find you there, you're not going to get their business.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. So there's
something that simple.
It is that simple. So you do have to handle it at that level. But you also have to realize that there's a whole lot more going on in the consumer's mind before they even decide to look for you. They're comparing brands. They're figuring out how to solve their own problem. They're figuring out what are the paths and options available to them. They're figuring out if they even have a problem, which are all things that they used to use a salesperson to help them with. And the world's flipped, and they don't use the salespeople for that anymore. And so we just want to help make that clear to businesses. Something I was going to bring up was that when I talked about all the different channels and how complicated everything is, you really need a lens or a method to be able to deal with this new complicated arena. And we call it limited risk marketing. That's the method that we use. And what that is where you find out where your customer is, what they're doing. And by the way, that information's out there. And then what you do is you do very small tests in different channels to figure out which channels would give you traction. And then you up that test a little bit more, a little bit more. I would say the biggest mistake I see everybody making is they read some blog post or some expert says this is how you do it, or they hire some consultant and they go all in with that channel or that advice. They go spend $20,000 on a website, or they spend, you know, 5 months getting an email campaign ready, and they never did limited risk marketing. They never tested the channels.
Mm. Well, that's, you know, and that's and that's a problem. And that other things that people don't realize is sometimes it takes longer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like we tell people here, you want to start advertising, you want to advertise for a month. That means 25 spots.
Yeah.
You know, essentially 25 spots. You know, I mean, five, you know, you do five a day. Okay, so it's more than that. So you do, say, three a day for the month. But it's just a month, and people may not catch it. They may only hear three of them.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, that you can say, okay, we're going to put them in this show and this show and this, they don't realize that, you know, that it hits them enough times that they're going to say, oh, I'm going to go out and buy this. And the first thing that hits their mind is the company that, you know, that's been advertising. They've been hearing for 2 months. And then they go, you know, and then you go out and then they buy. And, you know, so it's not something that just happens instantly.
No, it's not. It all takes time. Gosh, even as we're launching our Cornerstone Marketing Center and we're testing the different channels, I'm frustrated and tired because it takes so long to get marketing off the ground. And I know what's happening. So it does take time. But I think there needs to be some confidence put back into the business world, because we used to know it took time and we used to be comfortable waiting for our ads to take off, our TV spots and all that to take off. We knew it would work. We don't know that anymore.
No, but this is instant gratification.
Yeah.
It isn't just the millennials. It's
all of us.
It's all of us.
Yeah.
We've all gotten to the
point.
You
remember where fast food started. That was with our parents and us.
Yeah.
I mean, we are all geared now because you can do things so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to take the time to look something up in a phone book and write it down and all that, now you just push a button, zap, it's there, and it dials the phone number for you
right.
And gives you the directions to get there.
Right.
It happens that quick, and we're all getting used to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and then if it's not there, now you got to try and find it.
Yeah.
And then when
you're frustrated.
And then it's like you plug something into your GPS. It doesn't mean that's right, but here, go this way. And I actually had directions the other day that took me all around Anderson. But the only thing I really had to do was make a right on the street and go up and make a left, and I was there. But they had me going in a circuitous route. So technology can be your friend, but it can also be your enemy, in the sense of you've got to understand where this technology comes from and what the other – now, whoever wrote this technology, what they want out of it.
Right. Well, and to back up there, what's really happening is it's meeting expectations. What you're talking about are expectations. So technology isn't frustrating for consumers right now. They're loving it. They're loving what the internet does. And if you don't meet their expectations, they just move on to the next website. Right, or they move on to the next business. What we found, I've lost track of how many industries we've studied. It was over 28 a while back. What we found is there's three core tenets that you have to do in order to have successful online marketing, and they're surprising. One is you have to meet Google's expectations, because there's around 4.5 billion Google searches a day in the world. There's also 4.5 billion users online. So that tells you that just about everybody's Googling, right? So you have to meet Google's expectations. But then you have to meet customers' expectations. And I didn't say blow customers away. I'm not saying overwhelm them. I'm saying if they show up to your website and they're looking for phone numbers, prices, comparisons, any of those kind of things, you better have that. Because if you don't meet their expectation, not blow them away, then they go to the next site.
Yeah.
Okay, I just quickly want
to. Read,
I just
want
to. I want to quickly say this. I was talking to Joe about Facebook because you put something on Facebook, and one day, like if you're on, usually I'll get 100 people that you know that say they look at, or 120. I get others that say 79, 89, 50. You know, just the numbers aren't straight. So then I talked to Joe, and he says, "Put a photo on there with it." So yesterday with Sheriff Tom Basinkle, and I can go back and look at how many other times that, you know, I've written it on Facebook, who's our guest the next day, 80, 110, 100, like this. Yesterday, I put a photo of Tom Basinkle on. 623 people.
That you've reached?
Reached.
Yeah.
623 people reached because of that photo.
Wow.
I'm not sure if it's because of it, because I didn't put one on today just to see.
There's probably more to it. But it's part of it. So there are rules and tools.
Content is king.
Yeah.
Well, there are rules and tools to the internet. It's been around long enough.
But this is the kind of things that Joe's going to tell you on Saturday morning, starting at 9 o'clock this weekend.
That's right.
And it's going to be a great show. It's going to be an interesting show. And I think
we can't podcast it yet, but
can't
if you
podcast.
Listen,
but we
you
are.
Can
I will be podcasting
He'll be podcasting.
He'll be podcasting. Yeah.
Then we'll be podcasting soon. Hmm. Okay, everybody. Tomorrow is Friday, and we're going to have Brent Weaver on, city councilman. We're going to talk about raises and no raises, and D and what's the city council going to do now?
How is the city council going to reach out and make amends and build confidence in the citizens of Reading?
And I want to remind everybody that you can win that $300 gift package from Omaha Steaks, absolutely free, fillets, you know, other types of steaks, chicken, chops, everything, just by calling in and entering the contest at 530-605-4567, or call me or send me an email at carl@kcnr1460.com. Hey, everybody. Hey, have a great day. It's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
News from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
TownHall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Mike Pence returned to his old stomping grounds today, the vice president-elect making the rounds on Capitol Hill. Pence, who spent more than a decade in Congress telling House Republicans to buckle up, he says Donald Trump plans to dismantle much of Barack Obama's actions, everything from Obamacare to environmental rules to cuts in domestic programs. House Speaker Paul Ryan likes what he's hearing.
It was a warm and very productive conversation.
President-elect Trump will hold his first meeting today with a world leader since winning the election. Senior advisor Kellyanne Conway says her boss will host Japan's prime minister for an informal Getting to Know You session.
We're very deferential and respectful of the fact that we already have a president of the United States. Barack Obama, he's on his last foreign trip of his presidency, and these meetings are much less formal than they will be once Donald Trump is sworn in as president.
President Obama has been meeting with German Chancellor